Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Happy Saturday, and a big shout out again to everyone completing our listener survey. I know this week, I haven't been able to do the shout-outs as much, but I really needed y'all to hear what Steven had to say. I mean, truly, it was a remarkable story, and he gave some great practical tips, right, to starting businesses, scaling, and all things passive income. That vending machine tip, or the tips, were great, literally amazing. So, now that we're back, go take the survey. No selling, no products. No, nothing. Nothing but an offer for you to give information that allows me to create more value for you here on the Market Adventures podcast. Now, if you go to marketadventures.co/giveaway, you'll be able to take the survey. Let's jump right into this Saturday edition so I can tell you the truth about the market cycle we're in right now. Enjoy the episode. So fundamentals don't really matter right now, like at all. Trading seems to be a more lucrative of a position than long-term investing. Again, right now. Long-term investing always wins in the long run. Let me just be clear, right? The wealthiest people in the world are not short-term traders, right? They're long-term investors. The billionaires are long-term. There are a lot of millionaire traders, but the B word, the billionaires, are long-term investors. But I will say, volatility seems to be picking up as we see more meme stocks and stocks that have high short interest almost doubling within days. As we saw AMC, GameStop, recently Workhorse. Workhorse I did shout out on my newsletter. It's in the link in the description. But I did shout out Workhorse on my newsletter about 2 days ago on the 1st, and it shot up today overnight. Now, if you don't know what short interest is, it's the number of shares that are being sold. Here's a really quick synopsis, essentially, right? Short sellers, hence the term short interest, are investors who think a stock price is too high, and they will sell the shares in the hopes of driving the price down and then buying it at a cheaper price, right? So they sell it at a high price, buy it back cheaper, netting a profit in between. When the stock has a high short interest, that means that there are investors, either many individual investors or a few large-scale investors, that are, again, driving the price down. Now, right now, there is one side of the market that's trading fundamentals and technical analysis, which are the old-school methods. And on the flip side, there are the new-school investors who are looking for those high short interest stocks, right, the stocks that are being sold in a large amount, and they're trading against the people holding short positions, which are typically like hedge funds and large-scale traders. We're talking about like millions or billions of dollars invested in trades. Now, collectively, those people attacking the short sellers are hoping to force what's called a short squeeze. Go listen to episode 127, The New Stimulus, to get more information on short squeeze. But a short squeeze is essentially forcing the people who are selling to buy back sooner than they would like, and when they buy, combined with the buying of the people that are fighting them, it shoots the price up, hence a squeeze, right? When you squeeze an orange, right, the juice shoots up to the top. So when they force those guys who are trying to sell a bunch of shares, when they force those guys to buy it back right now, again, the added pressure of both the initial buying and the buying back shoots the price up, which again, we saw with AMC doubling overnight. Now, both are legitimate ways to make money, right? You never knock somebody for their hustle. You have the long-term investors, the fundamental traders, the technical analysis or analysts, people who use charts. And then you have people who are trading like this, right? Going on, again, Reddit or Twitter or wherever. Maybe they're on FinViz and they're looking up high short interest stocks and then just buying call options, long call options. There's a different, there are different ways to trade it in this market. But what I will say, and this is the point of this episode, that, you know, what's the best way to invest in stocks right now is having an understanding of both sides of the coin, right? You can do that stuff, but make sure, one, you know what you're doing. You're not just following a thread, right? If someone says, hey, like when I put out my newsletter, Get Workhorse, on the bottom I said, hey, it's really speculative. There's a high short interest and it's at a point of support. So it may move up or down. But me saying that doesn't mean you should go get Workhorse. What it means is add it to your watch list and go Google Workhorse and look at the company, right? Workhorse Investor Relations, look at the company. Go on Twitter, type in $WKHS, which will show you all the tweets being used mentioning Workhorse. Like, there are different ways for you to look up. Go to TD Ameritrade and type in Workhorse in the search engine and look up information on Workhorse. Like, there's different things that you can do to research it and not just follow a thread, right? These threads are mainly to give you ideas and not so much to tell you what to do, right? And if you're going to trade like that, attacking short interest, attacking meme stocks, weed stocks, EV stocks, then that's good. That's dope. Do your thing. But remember that long-term investing is always going to win in the long run, right? Against the turtle and the hare. The hare wins, can beat the hare 9% of the time in terms of getting out there fast and getting the majority of the race done. But the turtle just keeps trotting along. And eventually it gets to the destination, right? It's not worried about speed. It's worried about getting to the destination, which is, again, wealth and freedom. So old investing, old school investing, using fundamental analysis and technical analysis is tried and true, right? Make sure you have an understanding of that so that when the rabbit gets tired or the meme stocks slow down, the weed stocks slow down, and the biotechs slow down, the recent SPACs, right? SPACs were really hot and they slow down. When these trends end, make sure you have an understanding of the other half of the coin so that you can profit whether the market's in a meme cycle or an old school fundamental investing cycle. Don't forget, we have the $20 challenge starting on Monday. So if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go listen to yesterday's episode. Basically, I'm going to be starting an account, starting with $20, and we're going to see how much money we can turn it into in 2 months. The idea is I want you to understand that you can start with a small amount of money investing, either trading stocks, swing trading stocks, or options to earn money. And beginning of every episode that I decide to buy or sell out of a position or into a position, I will say it on the episode of that day when I decide to do it later on that day. So you'll be in the know if you want to play this game with me. Get it? Not advice, just a challenge to show you that these things are possible with a small amount of money. And if you're a listener, you've been here for more than, 2 minutes, which you have if you made it this far, go to the listener survey and fill that out, please, at marketadventures.co/giveaway. You'll be entered to win a $50 gift card at Amazon, and you'll be helping to give me more ideas to bring content that you're looking for, whether it's to find out more information on fundamentals, macroeconomics, microeconomics, just to get ahead on news, or you just want to get more education, like how to buy a stock, when to buy a stock, how to sell a stock, the best brokerages to use. There's a lot of different things that you can tell me on that survey, so go take it now. marketadventures.co/giveaway. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying have a blessed weekend. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.